Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir? Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, January 16th, 2025.
Yep. Yeah.
I got a little more bass in my voice than normal. It's like I've recently woke up.
three get good and woke up now. Yeah, get going.
I woke up good. I still can't put my finger on my sleep pattern. Like, that's one of the...
Mine's off.
One of the questions when you're setting up your biographical information on Tinder, it says...
Your sleep pattern?
Yeah, because you think about that. Depending on what shift you work,
They're
looking ahead way too far into it. Like, God, if we get married and he gets up that early, is that going to be problematic?
Probably.
That's a red flag. So you can put not owl, early bird, or on the spectrum. Well, first off, I know when I read the C on there, no offense, Paige, but when I read the third option, I was like, is that what I think it means? No, it's not. So it just means it's all over the place. And that's true for me because I do very well during the week, and then on the weekends, I'm a night owl.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. If you meet a girl who's in the service industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know how that goes. She's going to bed when you're waking up, and this wouldn't work.
Yeah, she's always got cash, though.
Because generally places close at 11 on the weekend, so.
And their night, the sin night, was always the worst on the Sundays. I was like, God, really?
Because they were the ones that would, like, who served them is what I don't understand. Who served?
Yeah, nobody gets a day off.
At the service industry night. Some of you centers call in and let us know or text in.
Your boss.
Yeah, like, who was back there serving?
You know, I nod off a lot now. I guess that's a sign of getting older. If I sit on
the... Or your oxygen levels are depleting.
It's probably both. I'll just sit there and nod. I noticed myself doing it for about a half hour yesterday on the couch.
Oh, I do that if I'm relaxed.
Were you watching something?
Yeah, but man, I got a... Oh, God, you know what does it? I got a game on my phone that you got to shoot the ball at the bricks, and it's got to bust all the bricks.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it makes me sleepy watching that ball. I never believed in hypnotism before, but now I think it's real.
You think it's hypnotizing? Oh, that's interesting.
I'll fall asleep and drop the phone. I dropped the phone in my nuts last night.
Ooh.
Hurt.
That did it?
I'm like...
He did it five times. I don't know why.
He's like, honey, come here. Will you drop it for me? I say mean things to me while you're doing it.
That's a heavy phone, too.
Here's your expensive phone.
So, what is it about hypnotism that works? Is it the repetition or... I focus on that ball and just nod off.
I know we had one on the show years ago. And when I say years ago, I mean 20. Like, it was the McAllister Square days. And It took the guy a long time to do it, but and the person that did it worked at the radio station. I think it was the receptionist, or I think they were still called secretaries then.
God, I miss those days.
When you could call them a secretary.
Or when you could just take somebody in the building, a random volunteer, and just...
Oh, yeah.
They'd come on and do it.
Oh, yeah. And I said, did you play along with that or whatever? Like, did he... Because he took her over and starts doing the thing. I'm thinking he's saying, hey, listen, when I say this, you fall asleep. You know, help me out here.
Snap his fingers.
I'll give you 20% of the door. I'm getting at the show tonight or something. But she's like, no, it really, like... And I'm like, ugh. I feel like I can trust you, but I don't know that. I think you have to. And this is going to sound really mean, but I think you have to have kind of a dull mind for that to work.
Yeah.
And by dull, I mean you're wanting it. Like I'm.
I get that now, though. Like a dull mind. I space out a lot, blank out. Just you don't really think about anything.
What do you mean by blanking out?
Like, just
step blank out of here.
Like, if I stare at that wall for long enough, that's all I'm going to see. I'm not going to think about anything.
That's not bad. That's actually you being able to
get in your,
like, the whole thing about being present.
Yeah, but getting the right frame of mind so you can focus.
If you're in a conversation or you're just, you know, doing some work related thing and you're just sitting there staring at the wall. Yeah, you're borderline zombie.
Sometimes I'll creepily look at people. But if somebody does something that catches my attention, I'll just kind of focus on it. And it could be anything stupid, man. If like somebody that blinks a lot, or you know, if you got like a booger hanging out or something, or like whatever grabs my attention,
you
it's like
tell
staring.
Somebody.
But then that's when I start to nod off. My body like shuts down in weird ways.
Like you're when you're inactive, you're like an old computer.
Yeah.
What when you just stay there and you're on it, just it'll go to sleep by itself.
Pretty much. I was doing some audio work last night too. I'm like, stare at the screen, boom.
You put in a car stereo for me.
I might have narcolepsy.
You may. That's kind of sad.
Might be a real thing. I don't know if it is or not.
We're going to have to get you a PAP machine.
God, I probably need to be on one.
I don't
want to
say CPAP.
No. Paige get offended.
Yeah.
I tell you something I saw that was interesting to me.
What?
You know the whole back in the day thing?
Yeah.
It don't seem like it's been this long, but 34 years ago today, the Operation Desert Storm was announced.
Holy
moly.
Oh,
man, I remember that.
I remember everything about that. I thought the world was about to
so
end.
So scary.
It's because of where it was on the map.
I was thinking, like, at that time, I'm 8 or 9 years old. I'm almost 42. Like, that's been my whole life. Some type of conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Some type of war.
Well, I didn't, Nam was over when, like, what year did Nam end? That's the thing. I don't know.
I don't either.
I know.
Ended with Johnson, right? He ended it.
I base my thoughts on it on the movie Forrest Gump.
Which, I mean, it's a good timeline to follow.
Yeah. It is a good timeline to follow, but I can't.
A lot of history.
It was late 60s, early 70s? Or was it all 70s? I don't know, but nevertheless, that was gone. And then for years, you know, people would talk about the awful stuff about it, you know, and the guys that would come back and were never the same and all that. And then. It was on a Wednesday. I'm very sure.
Oh, wow.
That Wednesday, because we were on our way to church, and that came on the radio. And I remember thinking, like, and they're going to war in the Middle East, and the preacher's been saying that at the end of time, that's where it's all going to go down.
Oh, I bet he fit into that.
Oh boy, I was like, I heard about it all the way there, while there, and all the way back for the next week, and I was like. Very unnerved by it, and I shouldn't have been as a kid. You know
yes.
what I mean?
I shouldn't have known who Stormin' Norman was or Colin Powell.
That was a lot of fear mongering. Also,
propaganda.
Y2K, the world was going to end.
Oh, they, well, I mean, it's...
I mean, those two things in my life, I just thought, oh, my gosh, okay.
There's always the new one. Like, yeah. You know, the not the necessarily war or conflict, but always the thing about, like, what's the next thing we can freak them out about? We can freak them out about toilet paper. Oh, we already did that one. Damn it.
I remember
gas
I
was, prices? We went to that well too many times.
Yeah. I was working at midnight for Y2K.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and I played REM. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, God.
I spiked it. It was fun.
Wow. Like, I don't want to disrespect any soldiers or people in the military now.
Please don't.
Or that served within like the past 20 years, but...
They'll tell you it's your right to, but I don't...
I don't like doing it. Yeah. But, like, those wars were events. World War One, Two, and Three, Korean War, Vietnam,
we haven't Desert had three Storm. Yet.
Like, that's the thing. Like, what?
Yet.
They're not, we've always been in a conflict, but, like, I don't know what to call what we've been doing since 2001 or 2002, actually.
Depends on which.
Like, is that Afghanistan?
Which service person you talk to.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
I would
for
say
lack of a better, like, there's no catchy term.
I would say Afghanistan was horrible for.
You mean, like, calling it, like,
WW2. Yeah, like, you know, not really trademarking it, but just kind of. I mean, look, people.
It's like a movie, the way you remember them. To me, I was like, why don't we go back and doing the numbers? Because now when they do a reboot, they don't even call it the year. Like, used to, if they remade a movie, they'd put Halloween 2003 or whatever year it came out. Or you know. But now.
Benchmark it somehow.
Everything's just kind of smeared up and you don't know what was what. So that's why I think they did operations. But the shield quickly turned to the storm.
And I always think of Normandy when I think of boots on the ground, you know? Just how horrible that was.
Now, is that like an actual beach place now, like a resort area?
I don't know if it's a resort.
I mean, I know veterans go out there, but I don't think it's like, I don't know.
I just wonder if. Like, the only thing I can, like, care about is this country as far as the wars go.
Hear, hear.
So I wonder if we'll always be in something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, will the kids grow up and something's always going to go? Because, like, Israel, Hamas, I don't really, like, think about all that. And
it'll probably be more cyber kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's what they were saying about the, because I forgot, they just announced the new generation. They gave the new generation a name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I forgot what it was. You might have to look it up. But they're saying, like, that's what they're going to be enthralled in is the cyberness of it.
Yeah. Well, and that climate. Goes back to, like, that guy who called the lady the word. And, you know, they ended up getting him fired with the use of the internet. And that's going to be, which.
Which he said, you know, by the way, that there's two sides to every story. But he did apologize for all the stuff that he said, so.
Like, what did he say? You know, she called me a D-head, too, but we're just looking past that, right?
He said he was egged on. That's what you didn't see in
you're
the video.
You're at a professional football game wearing uniforms that identify which team you pull for, and you're all drinking beer like hell and liquor and your little vape pens and snorting up cocaine in the bathroom, and then you're like, but I thought we'd just come here and get along.
The vape pens.
Generation Alpha.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot that.
That means a new beginning. Like, that's what, you know.
Well, they got to reset, Alpha, I guess, at some
first,
point, right?
Yeah.
Alpha.
Yeah. And then Omega is Kenny.
Whoa,
Kenny
hang Omega. On. Will they try to reuse boomers because of the whole COVID reset?
Jesus Christ. Are we going to end up being.
That might be the future generation of boomers. Was there a COVID baby boom, though?
No, remember it was divorce boom.
That's what it was. D-boomers.
The boomers. Well, yeah, they said like the population growth rate is at an all-time low. And I'm like, well, that's kind of okay.
Yeah, it needs to be. You'd tell off on that for a little bit.
Yeah.
All you teenagers in the upstate of South Carolina have been doing your part for a long time. But, I mean, come on.
I know. You know, it's like, and why do I say something like that? Because I get on 85 a couple times a day. That's a local interstate, damn it. For those of you who don't know what 85 is.
But China, you know, they've changed their policy, their one-child policy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's been years.
And the Japanese, too, because their population trends were too low.
Yeah, but I told you, if you go look at the world population from, I don't know what year they started keeping it, but it was a long, long time ago. Nobody repopulated until, like, mid-1800s. And then the boom just went nuts.
Yep.
Like, you almost wondered, like, is that when people started being more promiscuous or something? Like, well, no, what am I saying? I mean, you had the old, what's the old dude that was banging all the women over in Asia?
He's like, dang it.
1% of everyone in the world is related to that guy. God, he was an awful guy, too. I can't remember his name.
Oh,
it's actually good, but in this case, I want to remember his name.
Didn't we talk to one of his descendants?
No, it wasn't Babe Ruth.
I thought he was.
Oh, God, what's his name? I'll tell you what I see when I think about him. Mongolian beef.
Oh.
So text in 1-800-774-0098. Attila the Hun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yes. The Hun.
I couldn't remember Attila.
Hey, Hun.
Is that where honey comes from? Who knows? Yeah. Generation Alpha. So generation, I'm a Generation X, and then there's D-Gen. Wait. No.
I'm technically an elder millennial, I guess they call it now.
So we went to Gen X to millennial. What's D-Gen?
No, isn't there a Z?
Generation Z? That's what the new one will be, as far as lettering goes, but they're just...
I thought that was already one now.
Foot, I don't know, man. Birth years for Generation Alpha are the early 2010s to the mid-2020s. Children, they are the children of millennials and the younger siblings of Generation Z.
There's no beta? I was thinking it was beta for some reason. Maybe it was the alpha.
Yeah, that's what this says.
It seems misnamed. Like,
very much so, because why are they skipping the Z?
I hope
it is. Oh, no, there is a Z. Okay.
Yeah, Jesus, I thought there was a Z.
I hope it is an alpha generation.
Do it like they do hurricanes. Give it a man or a woman's name in alphabetical order so we can keep up with it.
Then you got to go male to female, right? I think they go female and all the way through.
I'm surprised they haven't made a third one yet.
Like, I don't remember what the last one was. Do they restart the next hurricane season with
Do they? Do they finish through? Like, was there an Isaiah or a Josephine?
It just ends there and then they start all over.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what they do. Plus, who names them? Is that one person? God, what a great job.
Whoever gets that.
Ryan Hall from YouTube.
The Weather Channel. I don't know.
Just like, you got to be more creative than the people at the dog pound who name the dogs. Because hey, here's Spot.
But think about how difficult that would be. Like, the days when you come in, you had it like a great night the night before. Maybe you got you some or whatever, and your boss is out of town. Whatever it is, you're in a great mood. You're gonna come in and you're like, you are.
Who are
Tabitha? Because you're a tabby cat, and you are gonna be Jessica Rabbit because you obviously are a rabbit. You're having sex right now. I'll look away. But then you come in there pissed. You're like, all right. Brownie.
You're going to be called bitch because that's who dumped me last night. Bitch the cat.
You're Brittany because you're a spaniel. I can't tell which kind. Wouldn't you rather be Brittany than Cocker? I mean, hello.
We'll call you Patches because it looks like you got them on your eyes. We had a Dalmatian neighbor dog.
Yeah.
He didn't have very many spots, but the two spots he had were on his nuts.
Oh, for real?
Which was odd.
Sure you didn't try to pee on a campfire?
I don't think so. Big stout dog. I'm like, I thought to be a Dalmatian, you had to have a lot of spots.
Yeah.
Called him Pinky Two Balls because the spots were on his nuts.
Oh, man. I like I saw, actually, two or three days ago, I saw a pink pit bull.
Oh. Oh, really?
Not the coat, but, you know, that's not the breed name either, but it's the one where...
I thought you were talking about something else. I hope you saw a pink pit bull. Wink, wink.
No, but their coat is white, but their eyes are, like, pink, and their noses are really pink.
Like they've been crying a whole lot.
No, it's very cute. It makes them look more, you know how people feel about pit bulls. I don't. I've known some of the sweetest pit bulls in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you saw a test tube doggy.
Nope. No, it's a real, it's like what Spuds McKenzie looked like without the big circle.
Staffordshire Terrier.
Oh, so that's not even a pit bull then? I don't know. But anyway.
I don't know dogs.
Yeah.
Like what they are.
What's up with the air? What is that noise?
I think that's the water cooler.
Did you plug your vibe in?
No.
Mine's solar powered. I never have to.
I don't bring it anywhere.
I just lay out the yard and just go to town. When I say sure I'm laying out, that's what I'm doing. I'm splaying out. Splaying out in the sun.
Ew.
All right. So today is Thursday, and you know what that means. Around 7:25, we'll be live video streaming for you a brand new Facebook Fussin' and a bunch of other stuff in between. Feel free to call. Remember the cool thing for 2025, same number, 1-800-774-0093. That will get you calling or texting. Either way, same number, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we have to talk about this hilarious moment where a woman has to be cut free from her office chair because she got her blank stuck in it, forcing her colleagues to wheel her to the fire crew.
Is this a body part that might go by two names? One of those words.
Tuna Town?
God. Oh.
Sorry, I mean, it's first thing. Oh, well, she said it was a guy. Would have said beef bus.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what had to be what had to be broken free next.
Did she have a Princess Albert?
Oh, is that a real thing?
I don't know. I think they just call it a blank ring. All right, we'll text in if you know that answer.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
As well. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
We began with the story about this woman. It's kind of funny. When this happened, it was an accident, and she was caught, or some part of her body was caught in her office chair.
Oh.
And she got stuck in it, which forced her colleagues to help her out and call the fire department.
Was it her Christina piercing?
No.
You're wondering about that? It's just a purely ornamental piercing, according to vaginapiercing.org right now. It's near the cleft of Venus, which are they cleft? Mapping them now like they're stars? The cleft of Venus? Do what?
Well, let me tell you where this happened. The employee was in Bandung City, Indonesia.
Ooh.
And she got her piercing stuck in the mesh in a chair.
Oh, God.
After jokingly sticking her nose through the holes in the chair.
Where's the nose piercing?
Mm-hmm. You were in the wrong region, but I do that to you just to see.
Well, I was going to say, well, she's standing on her head in the chair.
So, this whole video, after they shot it, is going viral, and she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair. She was joking around. She was sticking her nose through the holes, thinking that she was cute and
sticking
got it
her
stuck.
Nose where it don't belong.
Glory chair.
So nobody can free it. So they had to call for the fire department.
What?
Yeah, she was stuck.
I hope you get charged whatever they can. I don't know if they're going to actually charge you for a service call, but that's kind of a stupid reason to call it.
I mean, sounds like a plot of a lower grade porno movie.
Oh, gosh.
It's like that old website I used to see where the chick could never figure out how to fix her toilet. But the guy who was ripped up, you know, in his plumbing outfit, he always knew how to fix it.
Yeah.
But she never had any money.
Or her head would get stuck in the dishwasher or something.
He's like, hey, miss, it's just a big turd. All you got to do is take your poop knife and section it out.
Here's your groceries. I don't have any money.
Oh, you don't?
I'm sure we could figure out something here to make it work.
Like, is your husband around? That's where it takes a turn.
No, he's been out of the country. He's not really a husband. We're more roommates than anything.
Oh, well, when boy. He comes back, tell him he can work off your debt and you can
he
watch
He can't. Us. He has to take medication.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, jeez.
Put some Novocaine in his butt crack.
Boo!
So it's.
Are you Andrew Dice Clay, by the way? Oh. I recognize your voice.
Your toilet's a little off.
Boo!
It's because you crapped so much, it's got a big turd laying in the middle.
Hickory dickory duck.
I always laugh at that because somebody asked me out on a date to go see that. And I said, I don't think that's appropriate for a first date, do you?
God, that would have been fun. He points you out. What are you doing? Are you dating for the first time and you come to the show? Your boobs are bigger than hers.
Paige's over there putting on lipstick the way he would smoke a cigarette.
Yes.
She got her head.
Nailed it.
Hand all the way back behind her head.
There's no way he can still do that. He's got to be late 60s. He can't have the same dexterity to put the cigarette in sideways.
I figured he would have been one that died already just because of the amount of drugs that he did.
So I went.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was funny, but I was afraid he'd heckle me.
Hey, look who it is.
We should have charged you for three tickets. Who are your two friends? Are you getting a headlock?
It's Diarrhea Dog right in the front row.
Stop.
Look at this one. She's born in Beaufort, went to California, came back to South Carolina. Boo!
She's got a dog that sprays more mud than a big rig's tires.
She's better now, Diarrhea Dog. Oh, boy.
Dang it.
That's fine.
But he didn't heckle me at all, which is good.
That is good.
Yeah. You worry about that, because I kind of like the guy. And, you know, are you doing her? I mean, no.
Are you hooking up?
We're just friends.
Are you doing the nasty?
My God.
Oh, my
God. The
gosh.
Life he's lived.
I'm sorry. Anyways. So this poor woman, she thought she was going to be funny by sticking she's straddling the chair. She stuck her nose through the mesh. She got caught. It was videotaped. And so they had a little fun. They pretend to use a chainsaw on her, but didn't really.
I wonder if we're talking like a stud, a hoop.
Oh, yeah, or a barbell.
Could she not take it out of her nose?
It was a nose ring.
Like a Brahma bull?
Oh, you mean like on the side or in the middle?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What is that middle? Is that, is
I don't know. My daughter has that, so.
Like, I don't. It looks like it hurts.
I know. I ask her all the time. I mean, it looks great. I mean, it, oddly enough, I mean, it's not like a huge, big old, like, Brahma bull thing. It's just like a little hoop. But I'm like, God, that would. When I get, like, an ingrown hair in my nose or something, I'm irritated by it. And she's sitting there just.
The hoop's cool, but if she gets like a bone, like a tribal bone.
No, I don't think that's acceptable culturally.
Oh my God.
You couldn't do it.
Oh, oh.
That would be more painful. It's like
only if I find out I'm related to Kamala. Kamala. Not Kamala, Kamala.
Oh boy.
It's like when people make their ear holes bigger. Like, you got to stop at some point.
She did that too.
Yeah, but like, you know.
But not to the point where, like, when she takes them out.
Yeah.
The gauges?
Yeah, they just droop down. They don't do that. She just went up like two, I think. I don't know.
Some people get real big. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. It's like, if you come in here with a plate in your lip, you're out of the room.
Yeah, some gold rings around her neck.
That's a good look.
Oh, trying to elongate your skull or something? No way. Not in my family.
All right, then.
Dang it.
Well, on page, this is your Ice Guys headline.
I learned all about that from Ripley's Believe It or Not at Myrtle Beach. The plate lips and
long fingernails.
And I remember this one lady that she had the it's not a necklace, but it's like a choker. You know, yeah, you were saying like she had like all these circles of metal around her neck, and it made her neck grow real tall.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, one of the first nudes I saw on National Geographic, that was one of the chicks.
Yeah.
Had a real nice set, but like her neck was real long.
Yeah, and then with those, you know they're natural.
Oh, yeah, they really
They don't
were.
Even have running water. You know they ain't got breast implant augmentation.
I was like, man, she probably stinks, but like those are nice.
Yeah, probably look past that.
Nice tribal hooters.
Yeah.
You are so weird.
I'd know that cover if I saw it.
You think there's one in a jungle somewhere? Tribal hooters? Go have some wings?
I don't think it'd be wings. You'd eat something.
Oh, goodness.
Some answers.
We're serving tiger today.
Tribal hooters. Welcome
to tribal hooters. Hey, I'm thinking.
They
know.
Wouldn't have the shirt, though. They'd just be like out.
They would be cut out, yes. they would.
Where are you going with this?
They'd bring a pitcher of beer on their head.
carried the water.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Dude, I was amazed. You mentioned National Geographic. That's what I was thinking. I remember these ladies that were walking back from the well, and they had all these jugs of water in their head. I'm like, God bless.
Yep.
The balance you have. You go tight walk and tightrope walk and make a bunch of money.
You didn't always have a Playboy, but there was always a National Geographic.
In elementary school, absolutely. Paige, that was wonderful. It was wonderful. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
We got a Falconer for a soccer team who got fired. I'll tell you why he got fired. And the fact that we're doing this story lets you know.
It's salacious.
Yeah. We got to work it in. Plus, we got a baseball team, a minor league baseball team with the greatest name ever for a minor league baseball team.
I've heard you say that so many times over the last 15 plus years, 17 years.
But this was for two games only.
Oh.
You know, minor league baseball promotions are the best. They really are.
I think that, well, obviously their insurance fees are not near what it would be for anything else because, I mean, they were giving you ball bats back in the day. They were giving you free ball bats to a competitive game. The only thing good about that is they were all always homers. Like, you know, all the people that went were always just local fans. No one traveled to see a minor league team play.
They didn't. And the bleachers out and, you know, they'd be banging the bats on. It gets so loud.
You could just, like, sit out there and do drugs and no one would even know.
You could sit out there roast in the hot sun and smell Dookie at night.
Oh, bring them back. Take me back.
The good old days.
All right, we'll do some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, this is bad, man. 44 years ago, 1981, this boxer was mugged.
Oh, gosh.
And the muggers took his gold teeth.
Oh,
WTF is his name?
Leon Spinks?
It is Leon Spinks.
Okay. Where are you going with my teeth?
Hey, give them back. Stuart, give me back my teeth.
No relation.
No.
Yeah. Well, isn't that crazy?
Goodness.
I don't know if, well, obviously they had to know who he was, right?
That does seem kind of foolish to, like.
You got some balls trying to mug a boxer.
Yeah.
You should get a free shot in.
Also, like, try, like, I mean, don't mug at all, folks. Don't steal, but.
Don't do it, folks.
You know, pulling a ring off somebody's hand or ripping their pocketbook off their shoulder or whatever, that's one thing. But holding the son of a bitch down and ripping his tooth out, God, Lord, I mean, come on.
It's all terrible.
God.
It's a bit excessive.
A little bit.
So this gentleman, he is the falconer for an Italian soccer club.
What does that mean?
He's the guy who summons the falcon. In this case, though, it's an eagle he's working with.
He's an eagler.
Because he is an eagler. The team is the Eagles. Well, he got fired because he posted pictures of his recent surgery on his Instagram. Very graphic pictures. Now, he didn't have he didn't break a leg or nothing.
Good luck.
He didn't have life-saving surgery. He got penis enhancement surgery.
Well, and he was proud of it.
And that's acceptable on Instagram?
Well, people reported it.
Because with health stuff, like you were saying every day, that you women can show breastfeeding on there.
And they put music to it, which is weird.
Because of you, I think they pop up on mine now. On my discovery thing. I do. I see this lady sitting on the beach looking all like smiling at the camera, and all of a sudden, boom, top comes down, baby pops in.
And the hot chicks try to conceal it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, this guy got fired because he showed pictures, before and after pictures of his gimmick.
Dang.
As far as I know, like doctors have said, there's no enhancement. There's nothing they can really do to.
You can't make it bigger at all.
I don't think so.
They're putting.
Because it's tissue.
Yeah, but there's that plant based stuff. Because remember, we. Did we not?
Fillers.
Did we not have somebody on that was thinking about doing it or had it done?
Oh, Lord.
I don't think so.
And it was like you just get shots of basically like this hardening silicone or whatever.
Oh, no.
How could that be comfortable?
Do you remember the guy on Tosh that he had real big nuts from it? He passed away, but.
Is that what it was? He got rubber cement injected into
it. Oh, my gosh.
Was that what it was?
That or silicone. He had to wear his hoodies upside down, his pants.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. He put his balls in the hood of the hoodie. And it was real. It was like the episode of South Park when he got him in the microwave.
What the hell?
It's the only way you could walk around with him.
Bless his heart.
And then it became fashionable and everybody did it.
Are you familiar with the Mets AA affiliate, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies?
Nope.
Well, they're about to change their name.
What a name.
Only for a couple games. You think that's a good name?
I like Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies for two games are about to become the Binghamton Bathtub Donkeys.
All right.
Are they diving?
I don't know.
What a name.
The Diving Donkeys.
It says they're going to change their name in regards to a state law relating to donkeys and bathtubs.
What is the state law?
See, it doesn't even say. I don't know who thinks of this stuff. Do they go look and like, okay, here's what it is. New York lawmakers of previous generations put a blue law into effect saying that donkeys could not sleep in bathtubs.
Well, that's kind of cruel.
You know how some of these laws come about years and years later? Like there were some that were obviously misogynistic and abusive, but people were like, it's a law, you know?
Yeah.
But they won't knock them off the books for whatever reason.
No.
Who thinks of this crap?
Jim Crow.
The old guard. Jim Crow. Boy, out of here.
What would you do if it... That was Jim Croce. Never mind. Wrong one.
That's wrong one. That's Joe Cocker.
No, he plays for the Chicago
Biggs
Cubs.
Brothers.
What's his name? He plays for the Cubs.
Oh.
Something Crow. Pete Crow.
Ooh, I don't know. New players is tough.
I think
it's
Pete Crow. He has like three names, which is the thing. You know, I felt like it really started with black athletes doing the hyphenation where they were like, And this is, I'm drawing off of one guy, and I can't even tell you who it was, but he said, I'm doing it to pay homage to my mom because my dad wasn't there, but I carry his name for some reason. So he hyphenated. But I see a bunch of honkies doing it now, too.
A lot of those guys came through Kentucky. They've had more three-name basketball players than any
school. Right. I mean, that kind of reminds me of what will be coming up here in about 30 minutes or so. One of the names that's going to be on there is it's one of those three name kind of things.
The names.
I'll tell you the names on this week. The names on this week's Fussin' are as funny as the actual content itself.
People love the names. It's like half the battle.
And one of the ones that I came up with is one of the most basic ones. I don't know that I've ever seen or heard anybody use, but it's like, it just hit me one day. I was like, I got to put this in my phone right now. This is freaking awesome. Everybody's going to love this guy. His last name's Dolph, you know, like Dolph Ziggler. Mm-hmm. First name Jack. It's going to be freaking great. So get ready for Facebook Fussing coming up in about 30 minutes. Morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.